because there's been a lot of controversy over the last couple of days on the nominations for BBC Sports Personality of the Year. Card Frampton, despite becoming a two-weight title winner, didn't make the shortlist. He said on the Nolan Show he wanted to describe the spotty shortlist as anti-Northern Ireland and anti-boxing. I've been speaking to former BBC Director of Sport, Roger Mosey, and I asked him if he thought someone from each nation should be on the selection panel.
Well, I'd start from a slightly different place, which is that I think 16 is too long a shortlist. And it used to be 6, and then it went to 8, and I think in my time in sport it was 10. And 16 is just too many people, both for the programme and also realistically for people who are going to win. Now, if you are going to have 16, you might as well have someone representing each nation. But I personally would rather that they went for a shortlist that was more like the 6 or 8 of the old style of the programme rather than this extremely long.
Yeah, but two different stories here. It's whether someone from each nation ends up on the shortlist, but we're going behind that. We're going to the actual selection panel, the people who choose the shortlist, and we're asking the question, why is the BBC not insisting that at least each nation is represented on the selection panel, the people who choose the shortlist? Tony Hall just 2 months ago said the BBC needs to reflect the nations better, and that's a priority for the BBC.
I think that's a good idea, and actually it would be good. Always you try to make sure your selection panel is as fair as it can be. But I think the problem with sports personalities, you can look at it two or three different ways. And one way, for instance, if you look at Carl Frampton, the issue there is both a Northern Irish issue, but also a boxing issue, really, because boxing hasn't got anybody on the shortlist. And therefore you wonder, you know, is it about getting someone from Northern Ireland onto the panel, or is it about getting someone who would be a stronger advocate of boxing onto the panel? That's the kind of debate I think that will happen and should happen after this year's shortlist.
When you have a two times world champion, Carl Frampton, describing spotty as anti-Northern Ireland, will that hurt the BBC? Will they be concerned about that?
Well, I think the BBC doing Sports Personality in Belfast last year showed, I hope, the commitment of BBC Sport to Northern Ireland. As I say, I think you can actually look at Carl's case as, is it about Northern Ireland or is it about boxing? And there are, I mean, pretty obviously this year, there are some omissions which look very odd. I mean, Carl Frampton, I think, is one of them. And Chris Froome, everybody seems to agree, is another one where, you know, winning the Tour de France again is a pretty amazing achievement. And you can argue, I think, that the shortlist looks both too long in my view, but also probably a bit over Rio focused. And, you know, actually looking at what happened outside Rio is important, as well as what happened in that amazing game.
Just finally, talking about Rio, again, it's about perception from people in outside of England. In other words, we have the most decorated athlete in the O, Bethany Firth, from Northern Ireland, doesn't get shortlisted. Meanwhile, three other English Paralympians do. And the selection panel, the majority of whom are English. Now, I am not suggesting that they cannot look outside, you know, where they live, England, and look at other athletes. I'm not suggesting they've done anything improper. But it's about perception, isn't it? It's about someone sitting in Northern Ireland thinking, hold on a minute, who was batting for us? Who was shouting about how much Bethany Firth, the Paralympian, has done for the community here?
That may well be right, Stephen. And I think now I'm outside the BBC, I think you get a stronger awareness of just how important it is to represent the whole of the UK. And, you know, we saw it in the Brexit referendum, that the view from Grimsby or from Portadown is very different from the view from London. So I do agree that the BBC needs to make sure that it does reflect the whole of the UK. But as I say, I think the politics of the sports personality shortlist are incredibly difficult to untangle. And probably in the end, it's better to go for fewer, bigger, better choices and, you know, let the real contenders battle it out on the night.
OK, Roger Mosey, thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Right, so the BBC is still refusing to tell you, the public, despite the fact that you pay for the Sports Personality of the Year awards, the BBC still refusing to tell you who selects the selection panel, and the BBC still refusing to tell you what the breakdown is in terms of, we have asked over the last 16 years, in other words, since the year 2000, how many times has a Northern Ireland person been on the selection panel? The BBC will not answer that. And so therefore, what we've done is we've submitted a Freedom of Information request into our own organisation to try to get information out of the BBC. And they've got 20 working days to reply. And, you know, if they... we'll let you know how they reply. It's probably a better way of me leaving that there. But we will come back to it, and we'll be trying to get you answers, as we promised to do.